This is your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. You wrote a letter recently to Governor Inslee asking him to do something.
So I sent a letter to the governor asking that he remove the fence, the high metal fence that currently surrounds the Capitol building and the area between the Capitol building and the Hall of Justice and around some of the legislative buildings. I think while I don't think there was a specific threat as we approached the inauguration day a couple weeks ago, I understand that the governor was being cautious, and I can respect that. But now here we are, approaching 3 weeks later, there's virtually no one. In fact, the last couple of days I've been at the Capitol, there was no one outside the fence. And we looked like a barricade and in the place where there should be space open for a peaceful political protest. And it's just wrong. It's not how our society is intended or built, and we ought to take it down. Unless there's some sort of material threat that the governor is keeping secret that we don't know about, but I was briefed by security, I think, only just over a week ago, and they had no such threat. Unless there's something like that out there that counsels otherwise, I think we need to open it up and allow folks the historic right to free speech on the steps of the Capitol building.
Seven counties in our state are now in phase two of the governor's latest reopening plan. That's progress, but how frustrating is it for the 32 counties stuck in phase one and the legislators who represent those counties?
The frustration just continues to grow. And while I appreciate the governor's small move here, it is, in some ways, and it's good for the folks that are already able to open. I wish them well. But it's in some ways even more frustrating because the logic in how he got there just doesn't make sense. It's not based on science of any sort other than maybe political science. It's interesting that, you know, the counties that have most of his supporters are now open, even though in many cases they have prevalence rates higher than counties that have not supported him in the past are not open. So I have a little question there. Again, I've tried hard not to question the governor's intentions, but frustration grows. Let's put it that way.
The legislature doesn't really have any say about how the COVID-19 vaccinations are distributed, but clearly it hasn't gone well so far. Is the state ignoring opportunities for improvement here?
Yeah, the state has just been a jumble of directions and different directions and confusion so far. And I hate to be negative because I want us to be successful here. This is not a political thing. We all want to be successful so that we can keep people safe, so we can get our economy back open. But we were clearly unprepared when we first started getting vaccines in December. And then the governor, in response to that, you know, kind of, quote, reorganized and sent even more confusion, where he's basically going around the local public health officials. And there's just enormous challenges when people are trying to figure out where to call and where to go get vaccines. It's really been disappointing. I am still hopeful that we get it figured out and we get better at this. And we know some folks are getting, you know, doing it well. There's a few counties that have kind of taken matters into their own hands and have you know, worked on distributing or getting vaccines out to people, and they're doing better. In several cases, tribes around our state are really doing well with their own populations and also helping the local community. So there are examples of success around the state, but it's far from uniform and far from where we would like it to be.
This has been your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun.